Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to UFOs Are Real, and I'm Gonna Find Them with Conspiracy Montgomery. I'm Conspiracy Montgomery. I think UFOs are real, and yeah, I'm gonna find them. If you've been following along at home, you know that for weeks now I've been tracking an unidentified flying ship that I believe is from outer space. I've been up in my stealthicopter, flying above the ship at a safe distance, and I was able to secure this haunting recording of what I think is the first recorded extraterrestrial conversation. Take a listen.
Hey! Did you see that?
Hey, everybody, what's so funny?
Peter just laughed at his own joke so hard that chocolate milk came out of his nose.
Peter. I liked it.
You're so gross.
It was disgusting. You're so
thank you very much.
There's no way the sounds you just heard were made by humans. Humans could never be that silly and ridiculous. Clearly, these creatures are hyper-intelligent beings, and we simply cannot comprehend their methods of communication. The consequences of such a recording could be tremendous. What's this? I'm detecting a radio frequency from the ship. They're broadcasting something. They're sending out a message. But what could it be? I have to find out. And there is only one way to do that. I have to parachute onto the ship. Okay, let me just get into my parachute. I'm ready. Oh, what a terrible time to be afraid of...
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into...
Whoa, what was that sound?
It sounded like something or someone parachuting onto the ship.
Look, over there, someone did just parachute onto the ship. Hey, who are you?
I'm Conspiracy Montgomery, and I come in peace. Who or what are you?
I'm Peter.
These beings call themselves Peters. Peters, please state your purpose.
What? Well, we're story pirates?
Oh no, I've made a huge mistake. A massive oopsie. These aliens are pirates! Ah!
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 I read something scary and then just wanted to write something funny.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Okay, take two now that we've all stopped screaming. Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Today is actually kind of a special day because a stranger just parachuted onto our ship and accused us all of being from outer space. So, you know, that was cool.
You are from outer space, and I will prove it.
Okay, how about we do a story first?
A story? We have those on Earth.
Yeah. Listeners, this first story is about a beaver who decides to take control over their life and move someplace new. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Maytel. I'm 4 years old. This is my story, How the Beaver Came to Canada.
Gather round, children. I have a story to tell you. People always ask me, yeah, people want to know how the beaver came to Canada, how she came to Toronto. The story's pretty funny, it's also pretty tame, because the beaver came to Canada, oh Canada, by flying in on a plane. See, the beaver, she comes from a lake, at least that's what I've been told. But she didn't want to stay there because the lake was very cold, she said.
Why am I freezing my fur off in this frigid lake when I could live literally anywhere else? I could be sitting by a beach, soaking up the sun, taking surf lessons, building a sand dam. Hey, frog, where's a warm place?
Ribbit, Bermuda, St. Thomas, I mean, Costa Rica.
Canada?
What? No.
Canada is the place where I will go to get warm.
Wait, but Canada isn't...
Canada, Canada, that's how the beaver came to Canada. Canada, Canada, a famously cold place called Canada. So our beaver, she got on a plane, she said.
It's warm in here.
But the plane was running late, so she watched TV. After takeoff, she had some juice. She had juice.
Would you like anything to drink?
Do you have tomato juice?
You bet.
Amazing. I literally don't even like tomato juice, but for some reason, I just crave it when I'm on a plane. So weird, right?
No, actually, a lot of people crave tomato juice on airplanes. It's a whole thing. You can look it up on the internet.
Oh, is there free Wi-Fi on this?
No!
Yeesh, more like the unfriendly skies, am I right? Hey, neighbor, am I right?
Huh? Oh, yes, sorry, I had my headphones in. I usually just sleep on planes. I'm not usually sitting next to a beaver.
What's your name?
Maytel.
Cool, cool. Well, Maytel, my whole deal is I came from a lake, but I was like, it's too cold here. I've got to get to Canada.
Well, there's an inside pool in my condo in Toronto.
You're kidding.
No, we have an indoor pool.
Is it warm?
Yeah.
This is incredible news, and I have to get to that pool.
We can go as soon as the plane lands.
No, I need to get there now.
What are you doing?
Skydiving.
Excuse me, flight attendant. There's a beaver standing on the wing of the plane.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Beaver, where are you going?
I'm going to the pool!
Beaver, she jumped off the plane. The jump, it sure was fun. She floated in on a parachute, but she fell on her bum, 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 bum. She landed in Toronto. It was summer, it was warm. She loved everything about it, especially swimming in the inside pool. Canada, Canada, that's how the beaver came to Canada. Canada, Canada, that's how the beaver came to Canada.
Hey, Beaver, it's me, Maytel. I'm home, ready to go into the inside pool. Oh, what happened to the pool?
Oh, sorry. I couldn't help but build a dam.
Beaver, the end.
Awesome story.
Excuse me, extraterrestrials. Please, I have so many questions for you. What do you eat? Do you have hands? Where do you put them? What do your sleep pods look like? What is this language you are speaking? Why do I understand it?
We're not extraterrestrials.
I do sleep in a pod, though.
Ooh, same.
You don't need to lie to me. I've been following your alien spacecraft for weeks. It is very clearly not of Earth.
Yes, it is. It's just made of ancient magical Viking metal that doesn't exist on Earth anymore. So there! We're not from space. Point proven.
You have not proven your point. You have done the exact opposite. Now come closer so I can grab some quick hair, saliva, and skin samples.
Ew, no!
Come on, just spit in this petri dish and let me take your skin.
No!
But I've discovered life from other planets, and I have nearly 40 listeners who are waiting to hear my findings.
We're not from space. Look, I can prove it. See, we're just regular people who live on a ship that's flying through the sky. And actually, the ship used to be in the ocean, and we did tons of normal Earth person stuff.
Humans would never say Earth person stuff. You're digging yourself deeper and deeper here. I'm sorry, but I don't believe you're human.
Okay, is this human enough for you? One time, I made friends with a porpoise, went with him to his mom's house, and then we all sang Pirates of Penzance together. I speak porpoise!
Well, that certainly didn't convince me.
What about me? I'm definitely human. I love snacks, and one time I said excuse me to a mannequin because I thought it was a talking mannequin, but it was just a regular mannequin.
Yeah, and I'm like the most basic, boring human in the world. Like, for example, my job is a very classic human one.
Go on.
You know how at fairs there's sometimes a table with a jar of jelly beans and it's like, guess how many jelly beans? Well, I'm the one who puts the jelly beans in those jars. All of them, all over the world. That's my job.
What? No.
Yes, I also...
Stop. Just stop. You must all be from outer space. You must be. I intercepted your broadcast. I know you're trying to beam out a message. Impart your wisdom.
That's just us sending out our podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah, you know, a podcast.
What's a podcast?
Gasp.
Excuse me?
Is that like an alien radio frequency that you use to brainwash humans? Are you trying to brainwash me? Stand back!
No, a podcast is like... actually really hard to explain. A podcast is like a radio show.
I have a radio show.
Yes, and that's great. Radio is amazing, but it's very analog, and podcasts are digital, baby. Podcasting, it's the final frontier.
So you're telling me that you're really not extraterrestrials?
That's what we're trying to tell you.
And you're also telling me that radio, a medium I've dedicated my life to, is dead?
No!
I did not say that.
Definitely, podcasting is a better way to engage with listeners and grow your brand.
Everything I've worked for, it was all for nothing. I'm a failure.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too.
I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out.
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Everything I've worked for, it was all for nothing. I'm a failure.
Okay, listen. I don't know if any of you know this, but I myself have failed 1 or 10 times.
Oh, what?
Wow.
You never mentioned.
I didn't know.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Believe it or not, no one came to see my all-dog production of Cats or my all-cat production of Dogs, a musical I wrote based on cats but with dogs played by cats? Don't even get me started.
Woof.
Point is, failure is a part of having a creative life.
It is?
Of course it is.
Also, if you want to have a podcast, you can. Literally anyone can have a podcast, and everybody does. Everybody.
And just because we're not from outer space doesn't mean there's no life out there. The universe is infinite and constantly expanding. I don't believe we're alone.
Peter, that was beautiful.
Huh? Sorry, I think I fell asleep standing.
You're right. No, you're all right. I'm going to keep searching. And I am going to start a podcast. A podcast where I can connect with like-minded individuals, engage with fans, and grow my brand.
Aw, that sounded annoying. I think you're officially a podcaster now.
And there's nothing more noble than a podcaster.
Well, it's time for me to go. Thank you for teaching me your ways. I know you're not from outer space, but you still taught me something that was out of this world.
Gross.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that as a joke. No, I'm sorry it came out that way. You really did teach me about, I'm super excited about this podcast thing. And okay, yeah, no, I'm just going to get back onto my stealthicopter now. To the stars! Goodbye, Peters! Don't forget to like and subscribe!
Wow. Well, we did it, everyone.
We inspired a new podcast. We're incredible.
Congratulations to us.
Should we do another story?
Yeah!
All right, listeners, you probably know stuff about worms. Worms dig, they wriggle, they wiggle, and, you know, are floppy. What you probably didn't know is that sometimes a worm is the head of the executive branch in a constitutional democracy. Here's the author of our next story to tell you more.
Hi, my name's Oliver. I'm 11 years old and from the UK. This is my story, President Worm.
Sheila, did you find parking?
Good afternoon. Excuse me. Hi, everyone. Sorry. Good afternoon and welcome to the Hall of Presidential Fame, located off of beautiful Exit 12 in Pella, Iowa. Pella, it's in Iowa.
Yes, it is.
Whether you're always thinking about Lincoln, a James Buchan fan.
Ultimate.
Or if you're here because you saw Hamilton, the museum has something for you. We take you on a tour of each president's life. It's like a Wikipedia entry, but with props and wigs.
Oh, fun. Okay, yeah.
Now, shall we start with the Woodrow Wilson wing? Okay, tough crowd. Perhaps the Hall of Benjamin Harrison?
Fine.
Why are we even fooling ourselves? We all know which president you're here to learn about. The POTUS with the mostest. President Word! Let's get to the story about that invertebrate who wins debates. The anasic who's never basic. The nightcrawler in chief who campaigned on tax relief. Take it away. Come on.
There was a worm called Worm.
My fellow Americans, I am a worm.
His dreams were big, his goals were firm.
Big dreams, I can confirm.
He wanted to be president.
On that goal, I was intent.
So off to Washington he went.
Okay, here we go.
And he crawled, and he wriggled, wiggled, crawled. And he wriggled, and he wiggled, crawled. And he wriggled, wiggled.
He came across a river wide.
Gotta get to the other side.
He watched the ebb and flow of tide.
This'll be a wild ride.
Worm knew he had to get across.
I've come too far to claim a loss.
To reach his goal to be the boss.
And here we go.
And he swam, and he wriggled, wiggled, swam. And he wriggled, and he wiggled,
swam.
And he wriggled, wiggled.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Over mountains oh so high.
Can't give up, I gotta try.
He climbed and scrambled to get by.
Keep your stride.
And as he slapped the wet of gold.
Little farther, little more.
Worm was stopped by a meteor.
A meteor. This is unexpected.
And of course, what happens next is the stuff of Hall of Presidents legend. Do you dig?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Because President Worm most certainly did.
He
literally tried to dig under the meteor.
Oh, she literally did.
That's no good. I can't dig underneath it. The dirt is too hot. I can't get under it. Let's try to get over it. Too slippery. That's the meteor wrong way to get over this meteor right. Come on, Worm. The greatest leaders are flexible, which I am. No bones. How can you adapt to this situation? Oh my goodness. A wing is growing out of my back and it hurts a little. No change without struggle. Oop. Yeah, here comes the next one. It seems worse than the first. Isn't that what they say about the second term, too? Wow! I have wings! I'm my own Air Force One! Now, time to fly, Worm! Fly yourself to that White House door!
So he flew!
And he wiggled, wiggled, flew. And he wriggled, and he wiggled, flew. And he wriggled, wiggled, oh.
Your leader, I promise to be flexible, to go and grow to great lengths for each and every American, to never get hooked by needless distractions, and to play a small but vital role to help the garden of humanity flourish.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first flying leader.
Any wriggle, any wiggle.
President Worm.
The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Your story is called President Worm, but you live in England, and England doesn't have a president, right?
Yes.
Can you tell people who don't live in England what kind of government England has?
We have a prime minister.
Okay.
And lots of MPs.
And what's an MP?
It's like kind of like a someone who represents a town or a city.
Okay. In America, that might be like a congressperson.
Yeah, yeah.
And so why did you decide to put a president in your story?
I had read a book that was set in America.
Oh, cool.
And had something to do with the president in it, and so I thought, may as well use that.
Do you write a lot?
Well, I'm writing a book at the moment.
Oh, what are you writing?
It's kind of like a horror story.
Do you like scary stuff?
I really, really like scary stuff, yeah. I always end up reading a scary book and then have to read something funny after it. Otherwise, I'm just, like, absolutely terrified.
You just stay up all night? That's amazing.
Sometimes.
I love that. So does that mean that you wrote this story after you wrote something scary?
Well, I read something scary and then just wanted to write something funny and sort up. It's...
I have to admit, I really like stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
I spend my whole day doing funny stuff, and then when I go home, I'm like, I think I want to watch something scary.
Yeah.
It's interesting how, like, sometimes you might be interested in one thing and then, but be good at something totally different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that ever happen with you?
Quite often. Sometimes I just get completely bored of music, don't want to listen to it ever again.
Oh.
But then I start making it and stuff like that.
Oh, so you make music?
Yeah, sometimes.
What music do you do?
I kind of do like electronic.
Oh my gosh, what kind of electronic?
It's kind of like either EDM or like dubstep kind of thing.
Do you do it on a computer?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any nearby that I could hear?
Yes, I can pull it up on my computer, yeah. This was, I think, my third one I made. I really did not know what I was doing at the time, and it's... I like it, but it's not that good. Okay, I've got it loaded up.
Okay. Yes! And the beat drops. Oliver, that's really good.
Thanks.
I couldn't help but move my head. I was in the club. EDM is like one of those kinds of music that like some older people just don't get.
Yeah.
Do you ever find that?
Yes, I have.
What's that like?
It's a bit awkward.
How so?
It's like saying, I make electronic music, and they're like, oh, I don't like that.
They're like, excuse me, I'll go this way instead.
Yeah.
Did you like my British accent there?
I really did. That was really good.
Thank you for being so generous. I know it's not that good.
It's pretty good.
Thanks. Oliver, it was so awesome. Thank you for letting us perform your story.
Thank you for putting it on the show.
You're so welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
I will. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to today's show, and a big thanks to today's authors, Maytal and Oliver. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. Kids, write us a story about a character from your imagination who has a secret talent. Tell us what the talent is, why it's a secret, and most of all, what happens when one day the secret gets out and other people find out all about it. How do people react to the talent now that it's not a secret? And how does your main character feel about that? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next time. Bye-bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser, Chris Neary, and Jasmine Romero. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Claire Danes. Today's episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Peter Johnston, Peter McNerney, Nani Mendez, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Mike Poole, Kuhu Verma, and Rachel Winitsky. How the Beaver Came to Canada was written by Rachel Winitsky and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady. President Worm was written by Megan O'Neill and produced by Eric Gerson. You know, it is so funny that Conspiracy Montgomery, today's special guest, accused me, Peter, Megan, and Rachel all of being from outer space, but she didn't say anything to you. I wouldn't take it personally. I know. You're right. Maybe she thought you were a loofah. That is a really good point. It's so weird. Hey, by the way, can I use you to scrub my back? Sorry. I know you hate that. It's just, you're really exfoliating. What? No, don't say that. Hey, where are you going? Don't slime away. Come on. Such a sensitive species.